Coming up this Saturday at the Lorraine Palace Theater is the barbershop event called Now and Then. And in studio this morning, we've got Ken, Dick, Don, and Larry, known as the South Shore Four.
Hello. Sunshine, hello, hello. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. How much I love you every day. Please don't take my sunshine away, away. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine, I'll say.
You got the applause from me this morning, the South Shore Four joining us to promote the big barbershop event. It features classic rock, pop, doo-wop. It's a barbershop extravaganza. It's at the Lorraine Palace. They've got a 2 o'clock and a 7:30 show. Not only the South Shore Four performing, the Golden Crescent Chorus, the Northern Cascade Chordsmen out of Elyria, and also you've got the Top 10 Quartet Quorum joining you as a special guest. Ken, let's talk a little bit about the barbershop, I guess, atmosphere in Lorraine County. There seems to be, you got the Chordsmen, you've got the Crescent Chorus, so this is kind of still a thriving hobby for folks, right?
Yes, and we have a decent-sized membership in both of the chapters. As you say, they're going to join us in the second half of our show. We'll have both choruses on the risers at the same time, and we're going to sing four songs together. It kind of adds to the sound and makes it expand better when there's more guys up there singing. And then later on, we're going to have any members of the Melrose division of our Johnny Appleseed district join us also on stage for a couple of the finale songs. So we're hoping to have a nice sized group of guys up there at the end of the show to really send the crowd away knowing what barbershop harmony really sounds like with a chorus of that size.
Well, tell me a little bit about the chorus. Is that a way for people to get involved with barbershop without having to be the solo voice of 1/4? You can still sing, but kind of have the comfort of a group?
Yes. We have 42 members in our chapter now, and when we get together on Monday nights at Tom's Country Place in Avon, we sit in our different sections where we have the tenors, the leads, the basses, and the baritones, and you pretty much can lean on the guy next to you, and it helps you feel comfortable. You don't want to overpower the guy next to you, so you listen to him and you sing your part, and it really comes together as a nice, smooth harmony.
And smooth harmony is really the key to barbershop, right?
That's right, yes.
And how do you get to work on that? Are you provided with charts? Is it just by ear? How do you kind of know where to bend it and how to add the little accents along the way?
Well, most of our music comes from the Barbershop Harmony Society. It used to be known as the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America Incorporated, but they recently shortened the name to the Barbershop Harmony Society. They have a lot of arrangements from over the years. We decide what type of song we want to sing. We get the music in, and then we learn it. And then our director can always, if you're watching the director, you follow his hands, he provides the swipes and the
harmonies
to help him help put the song together and bring it out.
Ah. Now, you guys perform here in November. This is the time when people end up with cold, head colds, and things like that. Does those ever cause issues with your performing along the way?
The cough drop I have right now is helping considerably.
Oh, I see. Okay. Again, it's called Now and Then. It's barbershop music at the Lorraine Palace this coming Saturday, 2 o'clock and 7:30. Many times when people think of barbershop, they think of sort of an older music style, maybe even from the Tin Pan Alley or the turn of the century, the 1900s or whatever. We've seen doo-wop in the 50s kind of bring that sort of close harmony style together. What is the climate now for barbershop, and where is the enthusiasm coming from, do you know?
Well, the society recognizes that some of the generations today don't understand the songs that we sang from the past. So they take more modern arrangements, and the one they can get the rights to them, they do rearrange them into the barbershop harmony style. And we'll be singing a couple of songs from our show. We'll start out with songs from the 50s and the 60s instead of farther back in the 20s and 30s. And then you'll see, especially in our guest quartet, more modern day tunes being sung.
Right. And I saw online, I looked in YouTube and the place to look for Quorum.
Yes.
Relatively younger gentleman.
Considering
the gentlemen that standing before me with a little bit of the gray hair and a little, you know,
a little bit of the hair as well.
You want younger people to be involved, right?
Yes, we do. And one of the things that our chapter does over the last 6 or 8 years, we have arranged for 313 high school students from the Lorain County, Western Cuyahoga County area to attend a barbershop harmony camp in Columbus in the summer. Now, we asked the students to provide the first $100 for their fee, and then we provide $250 additional for each student so that they can attend 4 days of intense barbershop musical training.
Have you seen, what kind of things would you go through over a period like that? What does the intense training involve?
Well, the kids, and first of all, when they sign up for the camp, they receive a packet with training, learning tracks
like
for the songs that they're going to put together for the program. And then while they're at camp, they, of course, go over their parts and learn to sing them and hear the other harmonies alongside what they're doing. And then they learn stage presence. They learn vocal presentation. They learn choreography. And then the camp ends on a Saturday evening with a performance in a big hall. And there have been times when there will be 300 kids on the risers, boys and girls. Quite often there will be there may be 120 boys and 180 girls at a camp like this. The girls seem to really out. Of course, the boys in the summer are quite often involved with football practice or whatever is coming up for the fall sports. But it's quite an achievement.
Well, I saw the TV show Glee where Finn was in the football team and they caught him to get into the Glee Club, which has sort of a similar kind of a feel for sort of the a cappella. Has some of the popularity of Pentatonix or the Straight No Chaser type of a thing, which brings these sort of just vocal acrobatic kind of things to it, does that inspire people to get involved with barbershop, you think?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
What part do you handle of the
floor? I sing the baritone part. And now the lead handles the melody most of the time. The tenor sings at about a third above the lead. The bass is the second lead of a quartet, and he sings a harmony about an octave below the lead. And I have to find my note somewhere in there that make a chord.
He gets all the leftover notes.
Oh, I see.
It's usually the fifth of a chord.
Does that make it? I want to say this. Does this make you more musical because you have to find a word?
Not at all. No? I don't read music. I lean on the guys next to me and just try to fit in.
Now, is there sometime competition for certain parts of, you know, everyone wants to be the lead, or I like to use this part. I want to be the one who kind of shakes people's chests with my singing, you know, that kind of a thing. Or how does that competition work for you?
Well, within the chapter, we don't compete for voice parts, but There are a lot of chapters who will compete as a chorus in a district competition. Recently in Solon, Ohio, we had our John Appleseed district competition. There were several choruses that competed. There were 25 or 30 quartets who competed. A quorum, by the way, won the district championship in on October the 14th, so just recently.
And, of course, they'll be the ones that will be featured, one of the people at your Now and Then, the coming up at the Palace this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock and at 7:30. You guys have sung at the Palace before.
Beautiful place to sing music. And all our guest quartets, when they come in, they say, wow, what a magnificent venue. They just can't believe.
Now, I need to know when they come in. Do they go into every nook and cranny and practice? Because I know when you guys come in, you go, you shut the door, you go in a room, you kind of look in a corner. Everybody's looking for some place just to kind of tune up. What is that process like?
Well, the first part of, at a show, when they come in, they will meet with the sound engineer at the Palace and determine what amplification they'll need for their songs. They're bringing their own mics, so they want to make sure that they match up with the system. They'll sing a couple of songs on stage just as a sound check, but then they go off to their dressing room and they just, you know, do whatever they do in their dressing rooms.
Okay,
and
right.
Then because the chorus will, and the chapter quartets will perform for quite a while before it's their turn to get up on the stage and do their thing.
Right. Now, you as the South Shore Four will be performing?
Yes, we will. Yes.
What is the outfit that you wear?
Well, at that part of the show, we're dressed like the chorus. We're doing a 50s, 60s thing. So most of us are going to be in black pants and black shirts with maybe a white tie and a white belt. Okay. Our collars turned up to kind of look 50-ish and 60-ish. And we'll sing a few songs as a chorus. And then when the chorus is done, our quartet will come up to the mic and we'll sing a couple of songs and then back off and get back into the chorus and sing some more with them. And another quartet will come out and sing. And it's just, we do chorus, quartet type of.
And even though it's barbershop, similar arrangements, every group has their own style, swagger. Everybody has somebody in their group that kind of maybe has a little bit more flair.
I'm sure we express songs much different than others would do them.
Well, that's one of the things as a group of four, you have to get along, right? Outside of just singing, you have to be able to get
here. Sure do.
How long did it take you to get into this barbershop quartet singing? All your life? Was there a point where you left it, you were a part of it? What was your track into something like this?
Well, for me personally, I sung all through grade school, high school, and I never sang formally in a chorus until 1998, I think it was, when I first joined. And now I've been a member for, 22 years.
Did you make a wrong turn into Tom's Country Place, or how did you end up going?
No, well, my brother... My first experience with barbershop, my oldest brother took me to a Lorraine chapter meeting back in the late 50s, early 60s. And then I went off to college, and then my work career kept me from doing anything formally. And I always sang in church choirs. When my brother joined a year later, he pulled me along. So now I've been singing barbershop for over 20 years.
Which has a special sound different than what a gospel choir quartet might be or something like that.
Yes, indeed.
Similar songs, but a different way of doing it. If I could trouble Ken, Dick, Don, and Larry, the South Shore Four, for one more tune to take us out again. Saturday at 2 and at 7:30 at the Lorraine Palace, Now and Then, the big barbershop extravaganza with the Golden Crescent Chorus, the Northern Cascade Chordsmen, and their guest quartet, Quorum, will be joining us. Gentlemen, if you could take us out.
Oh, goodbye, my Coney Island baby. Farewell, my own true love, my honey. I'm gonna go away and leave you, never to see you any.
Never gonna see you any.
I'm gonna sail upon that ferry boat, never to return again.
Oh, good. goodbye.
So long.
Farewell forever.
Bum, bum.
Goodbye, my Coney Island.
De-hi.
Goodbye, my Coney Island.
De-ho.
Goodbye, my Coney Island. We all fall for
some girl.
Some girl that dresses neat.
Some girl.
Some girl that's got big feet.
We meet
her on the street. Then we'll join the
army.
Army of Mary Boots to the altar.
Just like leading lambs to slaughter.
When it's over,
oh boy,
we get it good. Bachelor days we then recall. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, merchant, chief. We all are bound for goodbye, my Coney Island baby. Farewell, my own true love,
my honey.
I'm gonna go away and leave you. Never to see you any.
Never gonna see you any.
I'm gonna sail upon that ferry boat. Never to return again. Return again.
So goodbye.
Fare thee well.
So long forever.
Bum, bum.
Goodbye, my Coney Island.
De-hi.
Goodbye, my Coney Island.
De-ho.
Goodbye, my Coney Island.
Bye, my Coney Island.
Thank you, gentlemen, the South Shore, for joining us this morning to promote the Barbershop Now and Then event going on at the Lorraine Palace, 2 o'clock and at 7:30, $15 tickets in advance, 18 at the door, groups of 15 or more for $10, all student tickets $5 at the door. You can contact the Lorraine Palace box office for details as well. And coming up tomorrow, we'll have another four-pack of tickets to give away to some lucky winner to come and enjoy some great barbershop harmony. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing the part of your morning.
Thanks for having us.